Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Good morning to all of you who are here in the cathedral this morning for this Holy Eucharist, for those who are watching on television or listening on the radio or streaming. We greet each one of you on this day of the Lord, the first day of the week, this day that is to be kept holy and sacred. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy. Alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Job. Job spoke, saying, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been my allotted to me. If in bed I say, 'When shall I arise?' then the night drags on. I am filled with restlessness until the dawn. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing praise to our God, for he is gracious. It is fitting to praise Him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. The dispersed of Israel He gathers. Praise the He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls each by name. Praise the Lord who great is our Lord and mighty in power. To His wisdom there is no limit. The Lord sustains the lowly. The wicked He casts to the ground. Praise the
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me. And woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. To the weak I became weak to win over the weak. I have become all things to all, to save at least some. All I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
The words in the Gospel of St. Mark today struck me in preparation for the homily this morning. Everyone is looking for you. It's a daunting task, even in our own lives, when so many needs are out there and people come and ask for help. But if we look at the life of Jesus on this particular day, he had been in the synagogue teaching there in Capernaum. Then he was asked to go further and to come to Simon Peter's house to assist the ill mother-in-law of Simon Peter. Taking food at that point, others came and said that there are the sick, there are other people who need you, and he responded to them. A life really poured out in service to his brothers and sisters. But Jesus also knew the strength of his life and ministry. It was his union with God, his Father. It was that quiet, silent time of prayer where Jesus deeply was able to go into himself and connect through what we call prayer with his Father. That was his strength. That was the way that he was able to do what he did. It was not his mission, but the Father's mission of mercy that he came to give. The Diocese of Corpus Christi has a unique opportunity, which we officially kicked off last night here in the cathedral, and I want to bring to our attention again this morning. And that is, I'm sure you have heard, many of you have heard of a pastoral plan, pastoral planning process that we will begin, which will also include listening to people in the pews from the diocese. What do we need to do to reach out further, to do better what we do in ministering to God's people? This process, over the next 6 months of listening, will also then include a written plan which every parish will be able to implement in their own particular culture and place. It comes as a response to the Holy Father's apostolic exhortation of the joy of the gospel, which some of you may have read parts of or heard parts of it. So together with His Holiness, I want to invite the whole Diocese of Corpus Christi, which is so rich in heritage and strong in faith, to embrace a new missionary impulse of being disciples of Jesus. It is a time to embrace a more and to move from a more formal pastoral ministry that is a ministry to conserve what we have, to strengthen what we have, to a more decisive missionary outreach in pastoral ministry. We should not just be here to preserve what has been, but to reach out to those who have been lost in the faith, who have grown cold in the faith, or who, for whatever reason, have never known the name of Jesus Christ. And in my experience, there are several. And why do we do this? Because, I repeat from the gospel, everyone is looking for Him. And Christ is looking for each person. From the very beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we know that we are created in God's image and likeness. And we ourselves, even as a human being, are not fulfilled, are never free, are never who we really are until we encounter the grace of Jesus Christ. He is the person who reveals us in our true humanity, who reveals who we really are. And therefore, as there is a thirst in humanity to look for Jesus, to look for the truth, to look for freedom, He is also looking for them through us. And that's why we must become more mission-oriented in bringing Christ to others. This effort of reaching out, this effort that we will develop as a diocese over the next few months, is not just a personal, individual effort, but it also is also profoundly communal as parishes, as different groups within the diocese. We must all look at how we do what we do in the name of Jesus Christ. What can we do to include others, to reach out to those who may be less fortunate than us or be without Jesus in their lives? We all have a common mission through our baptism. We've heard this many, many times. And as we come here each Sunday to share the Eucharist together, we cannot leave here just as individual, but knowing that we are part of a greater community, a greater church than just ourselves. And so communion with one another, unity with one another, and mission go hand in hand. The more we are united together as brothers and sisters, as laity and religious, with the pastors of the church and with the bishop, the more effective we will be in expressing our belief and our desire to reach everyone. We know at the end of the life of Jesus, He prayed a very profound prayer. When someone is dying, they don't speak frivolously. They speak what is at the very core of their being. And what did Jesus say in his final prayer that we know of here on earth? He said, "Father, may they all be one. Not just some, but may they all be one. Those who believe, those who do not believe. Those who believe the way I do, those who do not." Jesus wants all of us to come together in our common humanity and in our common relationship to God and to become one. This should be, as Pope John Paul II spoke of often, something that burns inside of us, to create unity and not to be a part of division in a society or within the church. We are not here to divide. We are here to unite. This remains the burning impulse in evangelization, so that we can reach out to the periphery, whoever that person is or that group is, to reach all with the call to receive God's mercy. In the letter of St. Paul today to the Corinthians, St. Paul speaks of his obligation to proclaim the gospel. He didn't feel it was a job. He didn't feel it was something he could do and then go home and relax. He realized that his very being, who he was in Jesus Christ, obliged him to not only speak the gospel, but also to live the gospel in his daily behavior as he walked among peoples. He leads the way for us, that the gospel for us is not just something that we hear and forget, or as St. James says, that we look in a mirror at the word of God and then forget it. It's something that must grow inside of us so that all of our actions, all of our speech, reflects who we really are in Jesus Christ. St. Paul understood that he was chosen. Jesus said to us, "I have chosen you. You did not choose me." It's not just that we have chosen Jesus. He has chosen us to be here this morning, to be a Christian, to be a Catholic. And it is that choice of God for us that we take up as an obligation to express that in our daily life. For St. Paul, the gospel was not just words. He wanted to bring it to others. He wanted to bring the truth and the freeing message of Jesus to others. And so he said those beautiful words, which can be misunderstood, that "I have become a slave to all. To the weak, I become weak. I become all things to all people." This, in our modern terms, sisters and brothers, is what's called dialogue. Dialogue. Getting to know people where they are. Getting to know people in their joys and their sorrows. And as the apostolic letter says, to accompany them. Not just to give them a dollar and tell them to go, but to accompany them, to get to know them, to dialogue with them. That was St. Paul's method, which he has left to the church, and which in our pastoral plan, I hope, we can revitalize. In the gospel today, St. Mark showed us again the preaching of Jesus, the healing touch to the sick, driving out demons. And when he was done, he continued to minister to others. But it was his prayer. It was his union with his Father, his quiet time, his time to reconnect himself with the Father that was his strength. Jesus knew that unless he was rooted in God and in his will, all that he did would not be accomplishing the mission he had. And so it is with us. If we are a tree that is rooted in our own selves, we'll die on the limb. If we are the tree, the branch on the vine that is rooted in Jesus Christ, in prayer, our lives will be fruitful. Our lives will bring others to Christ simply by who we are. That is the conversion that the Holy Father is calling us to a conversion to be truly disciples of Jesus, or I can put it this way, to be friends of Jesus. The question today could be, are we his friend? Do I know him well enough to say, I am his friend, and he is my friend? That is the fruit of prayer. That is the fruit of a life that wants to bring Jesus to others, to share our friend with others, because we have found life in him. I want to conclude with just a few sentences from the Holy Father toward the end of his letter on the joy of the gospel, in which he speaks of this life of prayer that we are called to have as missionary disciples. He says, the primary reason for evangelizing is the love of Jesus which we have received, the experience of salvation which urges us to ever greater love of him. What kind of love would not feel the need to speak of the beloved, to point him out, and to make him known? If we do not feel an intense desire to share our love of him, we need to pray insistently that he will once more touch our hearts. We need to implore his grace daily, asking him to open our cold hearts and shake up our lukewarm and superficial existence, standing before Jesus with open hearts, letting him look at us. We see that grace, that gaze of love, which Nathanael glimpsed on the day when Jesus said to him, I saw you under the fig tree. How good it is to stand before a crucifix or on our knees before the Blessed Sacrament and simply be in his presence. How much good it does us when he once more touches our lives and impels us to share his new life, ourselves and with others. May this effort in our diocese bring all of us to a greater friendship with Jesus, so that we can share our friendship, our discovery of God's love with others. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge, confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Like those faithful in the gospel who gathered at the door of Jesus, let us now come to the Lord with our needs and our prayers.
For our holy church, that as disciples of Jesus, we may respond selflessly and compassionately to those in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For doctors, nurses, paramedics, and all who minister to those who are sick or injured, that they may be blessed in their work. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For victims of violence in our community and around the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are suffering from despair, that they may be comforted and given hope, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the protection and safety of those who protect and defend our nation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Louis Payne Pugh, Francisco Garza Sr., Luisa Garza, Frank Garza Jr., and Calvin Lawson. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts and all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us. God, you are the God of hope. We turn to you in confidence not only that you are attentive to our prayers, but also that we are always in your loving care. Grant all of these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Please join in our offertory hymn, number 880 in your hymnal, We Are the Light of the World, number 880.
Blessed are they who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. Bless us, O Lord, make us poor in spirit. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who are meek and humble, they will inherit the Bless us, O Lord, make us meek and humble. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who will mourn in sorrow, they will be comforted. Bless us, O Lord, when we share their sorrow. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Bless those who hunger and thirst for Jesus. They will be satisfied. Bless us, O Lord, hear us cry our justice. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May your light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. Praise and glory in his name.
O Lord our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through his paschal mystery, he accomplished the marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works, for you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May the of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and the order of bishops and all the clergy and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world.
To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer you the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ.
Please join in our communion hymn, Pan de Vida, found in your pew insert.
Pan de Vida, cuerpo del Señor, cup of shall be first, for there porque Dios es amor. We are the dwelling of God, fragile and wounded.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.